Nearly everyone agrees the Colorado River is distressed. That's a big problem because its water makes life in the arid West possible. But although there's agreement that there is a problem, there's no consensus on how best to fix things. A new federal lawsuit says our current environmental laws aren't working. And as KUNC's Luke Runyon reports, that has led to a unique and radical attempt to redefine the river itself.
Jason Flores-Williams is a civil rights lawyer in Denver, and recently he's made a name for himself representing Denver's homeless in a class action lawsuit against the city.
So a lot of times I meet with class members. I take them out to dinner because, you know, they're starving.
And a few months ago, out to dinner with some of his clients, he had an aha moment about the Colorado River.
We were talking about homelessness, and one of them, on an off-the-cuff, offhand comment, said, "The only thing more homeless than the homeless is nature."
Meaning no one is looking out for the natural world. He says the entire legal system sees forests, prairies, mountains, and rivers as resources to be tapped, not preserved. So in his mind, what the Colorado River really needed was a good lawyer.
And I'm interested in any time when one party, you have two parties in the American legal system, when one party has all the rights and resources and another party has no rights and resources.
That is the sound of the Colorado River getting its start here in Rocky Mountain National Park. And even here, right at the river's beginning, there's a diversion. There's a ditch pulling water from the Colorado River watershed on the western slope to the east slope. And that's exactly the problem that environmental groups have. They say the river is overtaxed, overburdened, and that it needs fundamental rights in order to survive. Which is why Jason Flores-Williams teamed up with Deep Green Resistance, an environmental group that describes itself as, quote, anti-civilization. Together, they've filed a lawsuit, the Colorado River Ecosystem versus the State of Colorado. That's right, the entire river system, all 1,500 miles of it from Colorado to California, is the plaintiff.
And the river would then thenceforth have the ability to have that injury recognized and have the standing to bring that injury into court.
In other words, they want to turn the Colorado River into a person with rights, disrupting more than a century of water law in the West.
You would have to say that this seems like an abuse of the judicial system.
That's Mark Squillaci. He's a natural resources law professor at the University of Colorado Boulder. His problem with the lawsuit is that it assumes Deep Green Resistance should be in charge of making decisions for the river that provides water for 40 million people.
The plaintiffs are not raising any serious legal issues regarding problems on the Colorado River. They've not alleged any particular violations of the law regarding the Colorado River, and they've offered no remedy that the court could provide that would address any of the myriad problems that certainly exist with respect to the Colorado River.
But that makes it sound like he disagrees completely with the environmental group, when actually the two agree on a lot. Squillaci says we should be debating whether it's best that Western water is considered property and divvied up among states for use on farms and in condo developments. But those debates should be political, not legal, he says. And going to court to gain rights isn't a novel idea, and it seems to be the best way to fight for the environment right now, according to Mari Margill.
I think this lawsuit comes as part of a growing movement.
Margill is with the Community Environmental Legal Defense Fund, which helped file the Colorado River lawsuit. Her group is working to bring these so-called rights of nature laws to the U.S. They've caught on in other countries like New Zealand and Ecuador. If corporations can be considered people, she says, why not rivers?
Our environmental laws legalize unsustainability. We're using the law to legitimize the use of ecosystems, the use of the Colorado River, such as the Colorado doesn't even have enough water to meet all of the quote-unquote property rights that people claim to have to the water.
Eric Kuhn is acutely aware of the problems facing the river. For 21 years, he was the general manager for the Colorado River District, which oversees the river on the western slope.
Sounds like a publicity stunt to me.
He points to stories about this lawsuit published by the New York Times, local TV stations, and newspapers throughout the West. Even this story I'm doing right now.
I think it worked because it got a lot of press attention. But I'm skeptical a court would find that a river is a person in the legal sense.
A spokeswoman for the Colorado Attorney General's office declined to comment on how the state is planning to respond to the case. But lead attorney Jason Flores-Williams says they have no plans to give up.
And if the court agrees with the state of Colorado and dismisses the complaint, then we will, and you can put this down, appeal it to the 10th Circuit.
And if it fails there, the Colorado, at least for now, will remain just a river in the eyes of the law. For KUNC, I'm Luke Runyon.